Right, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Go start at start. Do you have a start?
Yeah.
Do you have, you're at start? Okay. All right. Go directly south, but make the shape of a little camel's hump.
What way?
Directly south.
Right.
Say, you know,
How far south before I meet a camel's hump?
just on your way south, make a little hump and go down about 3 inches.
Like how big's the hump?
Just like a wee little, like a little hill.
But how long am I on?
Just like the, well, the 3 inch line going south should just be like a little, just have a little
A
hump too.
curve, a
It
curvy
does,
line.
pardon? Yeah, sort of. Well, just with one. But I guess it doesn't matter, so. Just go down south about 3 inches.
Okay.
Then go
One,
east about
two.
2 inches.
East. That's right, isn't
And
it?
then go. Or maybe no, just go east about 1 inch.
Oh shit. No.
No?
Well, does it go through any obstacles?
No, we're trying to avoid one.
Right, I
So
think, right.
there, so what we want to do now? Well, we should have gone.
Well, 1.5 inches along, that would be better. Right. To the
We'll
left.
see.
To
Okay,
the right, you
because
mean?
yeah, to the right.
Okay,
Yeah.
right,
But
okay,
so
that's
now we
done.
want to go diagonally northeast and sort of avoid the obstacle on the right. So you should be on the outside of that.
Yeah. Have you got a name written on it? That wee obstacle?
Carpenter.
Yeah, so far.
Okay.
Right, okay.
And so now we're right below the Green Bay. Do you have
No,
that?
that's different than
Okay.
mine. Right,
Anyways.
wait a minute, right, hang on, right. Diagonal, sort of like
North, yeah.
northeast diagonal, how
Yeah.
long?
About 2 inches, maybe.
Right, okay.
I don't know really inches
Well,
that well.
yeah, just sort of roughly.
Yeah.
Right, okay,
Okay,
that's.
so now we want to go to the right, which is to the east.
Yeah.
So,
Along to some trees, maybe roughly.
yeah.
Right.
Well, we want to. This is. Okay, let me think. We want to go east about 2 inches, and then
Right.
sort of slope down about 2 inches and approach the left of these
Right.
trees.
To sort of cut from above the trees to cut into the
To
left
come
of
in
them.
below. Yeah, the left of the trees.
Right.
And then,
How long do you want that diagonal to be?
well, it has to go east, right, about 2 inches, and then come down about 1.5 inches.
Right, an inch and a
So it
half.
doesn't go directly from, it's sort of like more
So
like a
almost like
slope.
half a Z shape. You know, like a letter Z. Right, okay, I've done that.
You mean Z?
Yeah, I mean
Zed. Okay.
Z.
So
Tomato.
now, so, all right, here we are. So
Right.
now there's another little obstacle.
Yeah.
And,
Oh, trees.
well, there were trees that we just
Yeah.
got by, and
Well, I'm
now.
not quite beyond. Well, I'm just about at the bottom
Yeah,
anyway.
that's exactly where it should be.
Right,
But now,
okay.
is there something even right below the trees?
No, there isn't.
Okay, well.
There's a bit, a couple of bits down called fields.
Yeah, that's. We're above there. We're halfway. Okay, we're right at the bottom of the trees, right? And what we want to do is. What we want to do
Right,
is
come
make like. All right, say you're at the bottom of the Seven Beaches. You
Right.
want to take your index finger and do like a semicircle right from there to the top of the fields. Just like sort
A
of.
big curve, like.
Yeah, a half a curve though. Just so
Yeah.
it's like a curve to the right and it's only that.
Okay. Like,
It's.
if it, like, because I'm left-handed, like, if I put my hand in that and just swiveled my hand right round.
If you put your left index finger and just go to the right. And
Yeah.
it's like a half semicircle,
Right,
half circle.
okay.
Okay, so now we're at the
To
top
right above the
fields,
fields?
yeah.
Right, okay.
And then like say you
So, yeah,
put
sorry.
your left thumb right over the fields and then trace around it.
What?
Put
Remember, no, I'm left-handed, so it'd be my right thumb.
No, your left. I'm doing it with my left hand.
All right, how?
Put Okay.
Right.
Put your left thumb just so the tip of your thumb is facing right. It's facing east. And then just put it over the feels, and then like trace around your thumb till the base, or till the base of the thumb, where it connects to the rest of the hand.
What bit? How do you mean?
Okay.
Well, I can't do it with my left hand though.
Why not?
I can't draw it with my left hand because my left hand thumb's on the bit of paper.
Yeah, just use the right thing because all you need to do is trace around your thumb.
Will it not go through the fields?
Well, it should be. Your thumb should be directly on the fields, and then should be going around it.
So it's like just like tracing around the fields, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
And then to where the base of your
hand is.
What way
do you want me to trace around the fields? So it goes right around the fields, like takes a right around the fields?
Yeah, you go right around the fields, and then you go left again to the base of your thumb.
Right, okay. Right, I'm just doing that now.
Because it looks like a hand, sort of. Well, my thumb's a lot bigger than yours.
Yeah, right. It's okay. We've handled it, I think.
Okay, so now...
It's mental shit.
I know, it's cool.
Right.
All right. now we want to go due south for about 2 inches and come right along to the edge of the bay.
Right. And then right to the edge of the bay?
Yeah. Like about...
Touching the bay?
No, just like leaving a wee space.
Right, okay.
In between. And then... Does the bay sort of slope down to the left?
Well, there's almost like a wee headland. When I'm coming down, it's like a flat bit of the bay, right? And if you move to your left, it's all like a headland jutting out into the bay, like a shallow curve.
Yeah.
Going into the bay.
Yeah, just trace along that curve.
Right.
Till you come to the next wee point.
Right, okay.
Where it's sort of, because then like the bay drops down.
Uh-huh.
So just where the bay drops down, stop there.
Right, okay, I've done that.
Okay, and now what we want to do is like a little waterfall, sort of. Like, do you have, directly to your left, do you have like cliffs and with a meadow on top of it?
No, I've got attractive cliffs at the bottom of, see where the bay goes down?
Yeah.
That's at the bottom there.
And then do you have anything ahead of it?
Not at above it, that? No, nothing. There's okay. A big empty space. So.
Okay, okay. What, there is a meadow up there, so...
Oh, I've got vast meadows, but it's about 6 inches above it.
Okay, no, I have something that you don't then. Okay. But so, because there's another vast meadow about an inch up from the attractive cliffs.
Right.
So we need to go in between the attractive cliffs and this meadow, so, like, slope down to the...
So what about going across this drop in the bay then?
Yeah, so what you do, go left a gentle slope till you're about a half an inch above the attractive cliffs and go straight to the left above them. So a gentle slope down till the right of the attractive cliffs.
Right, and then just straight left?
Yeah, just straight left for about an inch and a half.
Right. I think I've done that, right.
And then another gentle slope down to the left about an inch long.
Yeah.
Or inch and a half.
Uh-huh. I'm getting to the end of the edge of the paper.
Right? Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because,
you got a crashed spaceship down there? Just
no.
Below the attractive cliffs?
All I have is a chestnut tree.
No, I've got a chestnut tree, right. I've got attractive cliffs and then straight underneath that.
You have a spaceship?
I've got a chestnut tree, right. So, but in the left-hand side between the two, that's where my spaceship is.
And the left of the chestnut tree?
Yeah, see the attractive cliffs and chestnut tree are sort of in a straight, well, not really a straight line, but one under the other. You've got a crashed spaceship on the left hand side.
Okay, because that's where we're that's where we're supposed to finish.
Oh, right.
So what you do, if you're at the edge of the paper, just drop down
I'm not at the edge. I've got about an inch and a half to go.
Okay.
Just above. I've just come through the attractive cliff.
Okay, so another like very very slight slope to the left till you're about like half a quarter of an inch away from the paper.
Right.
And then you drop down about an inch and a half.
Uh-huh.
Then you go to the right about an inch. And a little bloop up.
What?
Then you just go bloop, and like about tiny, tiny bit up, and draw an X, and we're done. It should be right to the left of the chestnut tree.
Oh.
You're making me pick my nose.
The chestnut trees might be in a different position. Is it a bloop, like a kind of round bit?
Yeah,
like
just sort of, but very, very...
Earlier on.
No, it's like, it's so slight, it's only like, it's less than a quarter of an inch, because you just came
to the left, or to the right?
Just straight up.
Straight up? No.
I guess it doesn't matter.
I'm coming, right, wait a minute, I'm coming down the way, right, I've come across sort of diagonally in a curve past the cliffs, and I've dropped down about half an inch.
Mm-hmm.
just over half an inch, three quarters of an inch, right?
So how
would you, and I'm just above the spaceship, right?
Okay, so
would you want, do you want me to blip round this, round what I've got?
Is the spaceship right to the left of the tree?
No, it's just above the tree.
Oh no, you should be.
It's above. Well, my tree may be different than your tree.
Okay, well, just go to the right about an inch, and then draw an X, and we'll be done.
Right.
I gotta see your map.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. It's probably nothing like what you said.
Okay.